Thank you, David, for that summary of the news. Hello, you're with Newsday from the BBC with Sana Safi and Rob Young. Thanks very much for joining us. Coming up this half hour, you'll hear stories from France, from Kenya and from Nigeria. And George Addo will be here with the sport, including news of Lewis Hamilton's record 9th win at the British Formula One Grand Prix. As always, we welcome your thoughts on the stories we're covering. The number to send your text and your WhatsApp messages to is +44 77 86 20 50 85.
Surprise and jubilation in France, where voters appear to have backed a coalition of left-wing parties in parliamentary elections. President Macron's centrist party came second, with the far-right National Rally third. Former National Rally president Marine Le Pen said the projected results were bad for France.
The quagmire that I have learned about has of course come true. France will be totally blocked with three groups that have more or less the same influence in the National Assembly. Well, we're going towards that, it's sad. We're losing one more year of unregulated immigration, one more year of losing purchasing power, one more year of blowing up on insecurity in our country.
Well, left-wing leaders in France have hailed the projected outcome as a major win. These Parisians were also delighted with the projected election result.
It's an indescribable relief.
Yes, it's a big surprise for sure. We didn't expect this. I'm very pleased.
Well, let's speak now to Professor Armin Steinbach, who's an economist who's worked with the German government, the World Trade Organization and other international organizations, now a professor of law and economics at the HEC Business School in Paris. Welcome to Newsday. What are your initial thoughts on this victory for the left?
There are certainly two important dimensions to this result. The first is that the party of the extreme right, National Rally, is less strong than expected. There was this great fear before the election that they would win the absolute majority and would turn France into an anti-migration, anti-European, and anti-environmental country. See, they still won one third of the votes, but much less than expected. And the second dimension is that the results show that the country is more divided than ever. The center parties have lost compared to the last election. 40 to 50% have voted for extreme parties, left or right. So the country is polarized, and we end up with a hung parliament and thus with a kind of a deadlock situation.
Which is an unusual situation to have in France, isn't it? Because it's not remotely clear who could form a government.
Exactly. So Macron intended with this snap election to clarify the situation and to gain support. But the result is the opposite. We have more uncertainty about the new government. And the problem is that France doesn't have a culture of coalition building and compromises. And the only way out is through coalition building with one third of votes, the left, one third center, one third right. So we are really in a deadlock situation.
What do you make of the position of President Macron and what people call Macronism, this idea that France could be governed from the centre ground? Is it now dead?
We will see whether it's dead, but there are different scenarios into which we can run. The first one is that, of course, the left bloc will claim to appoint the prime minister as the first party with the highest vote. If they are smart, propose a moderate candidate as a prime minister. So Emmanuel Macron must consider him. But another scenario could be that he tries to craft a grand coalition, one that spans from the left side to the middle, but which will be very difficult due to this very heterogeneous interest and opinions.
Well, the new Popular Front, the bloc that won, has various economic policies which appeared to scare the financial markets before the election far more than the National Rally of the far right did. Because, for example, they want to roll back the increase in the pension age. It's due to be 64. I think they want to put it down to 60. Is that right? They also want to increase minimum wages, put caps on the price of basic goods, increase the minimum wage, more than 200 billion euros worth of spending. There'd be extra taxes on business as well. This would radically change the economic direction of France if they were able to implement those policies.
If they were able to implement those, this would create great fear to markets and investors, that's for sure, because their agenda is radical. It's backward looking. It's, as you said, planning to abolish the pension reform, which was very important from an economic perspective. So we will see whether they will come through with this. We will certainly see more left-leaning policies. I don't necessarily believe that this will end up with the abolition of the pension reform, but we will see certain tax and spending decisions that are more left-leaning, but this will create necessarily conflict with markets and also with fiscal rules that are governed by the European Union.
Yeah, well, France is already in trouble with the European Commission, which polices the spending rules of its member governments. It's only meant to borrow up to 3% of economic output. It's currently borrowing over 5%. So the national finances are in a bit of a state anyway. When it comes to the ability of President Macron to cobble together or allow Parliament to cobble together some sort of a government, how long do you think he's got before investors and voters become unnerved?
Well, certainly the markets will be unnerved more faster than the citizens. We will see first reactions today, and whether this will lead France to face a sovereign government bond spread towards Germany, which is increasing and putting France into a difficult situation with this.
So that would increase the cost of borrowing for the government, putting even more pressure on the public finances.
Absolutely. And if you consider rating agencies who have downgraded France two times in the last 12 months, they will also get nervous and will consider another downgrading. So there can be a very bad situation coming out of this. And therefore, this is again a very important requirement from Macron, who's now in this driver's seat as a president, to form policies that are center-based in order to not further create problems on markets and with the economy.
Do you think that the National Rally, that the far-right anti-immigration party, has changed sufficiently from the days when it was regarded by many to be a racist, xenophobic party?
It has changed, but it remains a xenophobic party, in especially in certain regions of the country. But certainly it has changed. And this is also what voters and citizens perceive. They realize, okay, we have been with Marine Le Pen now for more than a decade or even longer. We got used to her. We got used to the program. And at the same time, we are fed up with Macron's party and in the establishment. And that explains why they could double their election result.
Yeah, that we were hearing earlier on, the National Rally will be the biggest party in Parliament, despite this coalition, this electoral pact between the left and the centre to block them from forming a government. Thanks very much indeed. That's Professor Armin Steinbach there from the HEC Business School in Paris. And well, we'll be returning to the French elections later on the programme. In the meantime, though, you can head over to the BBC website, to the live page, which